Josh in Boise, Idaho, listening on Catholic.com. You're up next. Hey, Josh.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Tim, you're the man, so I thought I'd call in. I was just doing some kind of casual talking with our atheist friends and heard about theophagy.
Yes.
And, you know, I figured you know
sure.
all about that stuff. And
comes
you know,
from two...
kinda, I know what it is, but I don't
yes.
know really exactly what to say about it.
Gotcha. Yeah, if coming from the apologetics angle here, I think I know where we're headed with this. Theophagy, for those who don't know, comes from two Greek words, theos, of course, which is God, and phago, which means to eat. So the word itself refers to the ancient practices among pagan religions in their rituals, how in various ways they would participate in the gods or even, you know, eat the gods. That's the idea, but it's more of a participation in the gods through, you know, the eating of animals sacrificed or even the vegetation, you know, the crops and such offered to the gods. So let me make a prediction here, Josh. Somebody is using this to show how this Catholic practice of the Eucharist is nothing more than paganism.
I knew that was the spearheaded direction.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I feel pretty confident in our faith, and you know, it helps to just finish my fourth time through Living Bread. So,
hey, all right,
you know,
good man. Well, Josh, yeah, it's a good question though, and we get this similar questions in various forms. You know, what about Isis and Osiris and all
Horus.
Horus, yes, I forgot old Horus.
Horus Manure.
Horus, who is the child of Isis and Osiris, and all that, all the similarities. Well, Zeus and, had a son, Apollo, and all of that. So, you know, you have atheists using that to attack the Trinity, or you in this case, you have Christians using it against us Catholic Christians to attack the Eucharist. But really, it all boils down to the fact is, it should not be surprising, Josh, that we find all sorts of partial truths in ancient religions. You know, as the famous Everlasting Man, G.K. Chesterton,
mm-hmm.
writes about this brilliantly.
Book title, by the way.
Yes, that's a wonderful title.
Yes, The Everlasting Man.
Yes, The Everlasting Man writes about this. That if you have a religion such as Catholicism, Christianity, that is heavily rooted in human nature and as we relate to our God, because God comes to us as we are as human beings. He ministers to us. He made us, so he knows. I think he has a pretty good idea of how. He knows us quite well. And so he ministers to us in accordance with our natures. Hence, we have sacraments, seven sacraments that minister to us from, as they say, right, from the womb to the tomb, so to speak, certainly when we're first born in baptism, all the way to the tomb and the last rites and such. And so there are always, Josh, going to be, as Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 now is referring to the Old Covenant, not to pagan religions, but notice it says that God, who in various and partial ways spoke through the prophets, now in these last days has spoken by a son. In other words, he's given the definitive revelation, but he spoke in various and partial ways in the Old Covenant. Well, he also speaks through nature, as St. Paul says, God is revealed to us in nature. We can look at nature and see nature's creator in Romans chapter 1. So, you know, it is absolutely not surprising, Josh, that we're going to have some bits and pieces of truth in ancient religions. But the problem is, you're also going to have intermixed there serious error. And so in Christ and in the new covenant revelation that we have in Jesus Christ, we have the fullness of the revelation that corrects all errors and fulfills all types from the old covenant. So that's just a hint. I would recommend The Everlasting Man by G.K. Chesterton as well.
Thank you, Josh. So you have heard of theophagy.
Yes.